This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer. And Bridget, we just finished a very successful share-a-thon, and we'd like to thank everybody, including Bridget, who spent a lot of time with us.
Yeah, it was fun.
On those 2 days for a share-a-thon that raised some funds that we do need to keep Catholic Radio on the air here in central Indiana. So if you just joined our family of givers during the share-a-thon, hey, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Of course, we also appreciate all of our longtime regular donors as well, because we couldn't do it without you. And also, couldn't do a share-a-thon without all those volunteers that came in to answer the phone and serve up the food and shuffle the paper and add the numbers and all the other stuff that you got to do.
Yeah, we had share-a-thon. And we had good guests too. We had a lot of priests come in and lay people, and
it was a lot of fun. One thing we need to slip in here real quickly, and actually, I don't know if Bridget's aware of the connection or not, but we'll talk about it as the program goes on. I want to talk about an event that our guest has a connection to.
Oh.
It's these days billed as the Catholic Radio Golf Outing. It's coming up on Tuesday, May 22nd at the Plum Creek Golf Club in Carmel. Already have some foursomes signed up. We got room for lots more. And if you don't have a foursome, you can certainly sign up as an individual as well. That sign up will be up on our website very soon. But if you want to sign up prior to that, just give us a call here at 317-870-8400. Again, the golf outing coming up Tuesday, May 22nd. Get started about 11 o'clock in the morning with Mass, a lunch, some great golf fun, and a dinner and prizes. A lot of fun all day on May 22nd. So mark your calendar.
My calendar is marked. So here we are with Jim Liston. Now you're going to tell us the connection, but my guest today is Jim Liston for Faith in Action, and we're talking about the Catholic Business Exchange, which he is the founder and president of. Welcome, Jim.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here.
Now tell our I won't say viewers, I'll say listeners. I made that mistake once before. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your parish, and then we'll talk about what the Catholic Business Exchange is.
Sure. I grew up in a very small farming community in northwest Illinois, Amboy, Illinois. I attended St. Anne's Catholic grade school, but I've been a resident and in Indianapolis for the past 30 years.
Okay.
And I attend St. Thomas Aquinas at 46th and Illinois.
Okay. Maybe I've seen you there. I used to go there back in the day when I lived close to that parish. So I was at Joan of Arc, but now I'm at Our Lady up north. So, well, that's great to know. Now, were you always Catholic? You said you were always Catholic?
I'm a cradle Catholic and been a strong Catholic all my life, thanks to my mom and dad.
Praise God. They make a big impact,
yep.
You know. So what is the Catholic Business Exchange for those who may not have heard of it?
Well, the Catholic Business Exchange is an ongoing monthly opportunity for Catholic men and women to share their faith, friendship, and business opportunities with one another. We've been meeting consistently monthly since September of 2004, so we were hatched a few months after Catholic Radio started.
Oh, yeah!
And so you guys beat us to the punch. But
only by a couple of months.
Right, and it's just a monthly opportunity for people to get together to share faith, friendship, and business.
Now, I always think of it kind of as a Catholic Chamber of Commerce almost. And
yeah.
It kind of serves some of those same purposes.
Yeah, it does. And if the listeners can picture a three-legged stool, the three legs of our stool are faith, which is the largest leg, friendship, and then business is in the background. And we do things a little bit differently than typical networking groups where we don't lead with business.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the unique things when you come to a meeting, it'll have your name and your parish. It won't say where you work or what you do 8 to 5. And so I want people to meet each other on a faith basis first.
Mm-hmm.
And if business flows from that, that's icing on the cake.
Now, how did you come up with this idea? And had this idea been kind of in your head for a long time? Or where did you come up with the idea to create this group?
Well, the idea really came from I've been a longtime business person, and really got tired of the traditional business networking opportunities, the business after hours. Not that they're not a good entity, but it's the approach is kind of like, what can you do for me right now, business to business? What can I sell you? What can you buy from me? Mm-hmm. And I just thought that there was a better way to do it. And so I didn't see the opportunity for Catholic men and women to literally break bread together, go to Mass together. And so I thought the unique combination of having a networking opportunity but leading in with Mass and letting people meet each other on a faith basis first, I just felt that business would flow from it, and it does. It really does, and it's just a different, unique way of networking. But I tired of the typical secular business networking where people were pushing a business card upon you, not even knowing who you are or what your needs were.
I mean, that is such a Catholic approach when I think about what you did, because, you know, sometimes in our environment now, you know, we become so utilitarian in that if what can this person do for me, or is this person of use to me? I know that sounds terrible. And I mean, I guess in business, there is a practical application to that. But, you know, as people of faith, you know, we kind of approach things, or we should be approaching things from a different perspective, like who am I, who are you, who are we in Christ? And I really like the idea that you put their name and their parish, because you automatically, you look at their parish and you start a conversation from that perspective, because you don't, you know what I'm saying?
I do, exactly. That's why we do it, and it's worked very successfully for us.
So now, maybe you could talk a little bit about the format.
Sure.
What happens in in an actual meeting? Like if someone hadn't come, and I'm looking over there at the clock. I'm going to go ahead and reintroduce you, because we're getting at that time. I'm getting the look from Jim. We're talking to Jim Liston. He is the founder and the president of Catholic Business Exchange, which is an organization of sharing faith in a business environment. That's the little tagline. So Jim, tell us about the format of a meeting.
Okay, well, one thing about CBE is we're consistent. We've met literally every month. We take no months off.
Oh, that's great.
You may not be there, but we will be there the third Friday morning of each month at the Northside Knights of Columbus at 71st and Keystone. The format has been the same from day one. We feel that Mass is centerpiece, and that's what makes us unique. But basically, it's a 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock format. 7 to 7:30 is Catholic Mass. 7:30 to 8 o'clock is a combination of networking and a buffet breakfast. And about 8 o'clock, I'm introducing a speaker that goes typically 20 to 25 minutes. There's some Q&A, and then the room stays open until 9 o'clock for continued networking. And so if people can block out a two-hour block of time once a month, which isn't too much, they get a dose of faith, they get a dose of friendship, and they also get an opportunity to meet other people for potential business opportunities. So it the formula works. It's been the same. It's going to remain the same.
Now, I was looking on your webpage before I came over here to do the interview, and I noticed, I think I saw something that said something like business after hours. Is that something different, or is that something new? I guess my question is, how has the group evolved over time?
Right. Initially, it was just once a month at the Northside Knights of Columbus. That continues, but there's a couple of other things that have emerged. One, we created a membership opportunity for people to become a member. And so in addition to the 12 monthly breakfast meetings, we also have 6 member-only breakfasts that are exclusively open to people that have chosen to be a member. And twice a year, we have a business after hours. And so we've used George's Neighborhood Grill. Jim George is a member of the group. And
where is that?
It's at 71st and Binford, approximately.
Okay.
So you can Google it up. But good, strong Catholic family, and it's an ideal opportunity for us to have a business after hours, which typically runs 5 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so we do two of those a year.
We need to do more of those.
We do.
When I saw that, I'm like, oh, that sounds really interesting. I guess I'm not a morning person, but I have been a couple times. But you know, working out kids and you know school schedules and all that, you know, that could be tricky.
Right.
So
yeah, we understand. We have about 145 members. About 30% are female.
Okay.
And we'd love to have that 50-50, but we also realize that, you know, mom...
Someone's got to hold down the fort.
Mom is typically the person that's responsible for getting the kids to school or be at the bus stop and whatever. And but like I say, it's open to both Catholic men and women. And by the way, it's open to all religions. We just happen to publicize it with the Criterion, with the parish bulletins. And through word of mouth, we encourage our members to say, look, if we have a speaker that you think a friend of yours would be interested in coming, bring them as a guest. So it's open to all faiths.
Now Jim, you've been, this business, Catholic Business Exchange, has been in existence for 14 years now. And I know during that time, other somewhat similar groups have kind of started up and kind of disappeared. Why do you think Catholic Business Exchange has kind of lasted and has such a history?
Well, I think one of the reasons that I mentioned earlier was the consistency. As I said, we have not missed a month. We don't take the summer off. We don't take the Advent off. We have the third Friday is locked in year round, and so when somebody comes saying, look, You can set your clock to the third Friday of each month. We will be at the Northside Knights of Columbus. And I think that's gone a long way with us holding on and being consistent. You know, we're really proud that we've been around 14 years as Catholic Radio should
absolutely.
Be. But if you guys went off the air just for everybody going on vacation,
right.
You know, you would have
sure.
a drop of interest
oh, yeah.
from, you know, your listeners expect you to be there
sure.
every day.
Right.
And so they expect, and I think that's been a big plus, where maybe some of the other groups just skipped a month
mm-hmm.
or took the summer off. And, you know, it's like starting up a car, you know, you have to warm it up. And so I think that monthly consistency has been huge in our favor.
I agree. I mean, just like, you know, I would kind of equate that to mass. You know, you have a certain mass that you always go to and you just, you know, it's always going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, if they change the mass schedule, I mean, it really is, you know, because sometimes at our parish, they'll do that for the summer. And, you know, there's certain mass that I always go to. Well, now they're not doing it or, you know, they shuffled it around.
It throws you off schedule.
It really does. And so having that pattern, I think, really helps a lot. Now, I was curious about how, we're got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Jim Liston from the Catholic Business Exchange.
On Friday, April 20th, the Catholic Business Exchange will hold their monthly meeting, beginning with Mass at 7 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 71st and Keystone. Our guest speaker will be Jim Hallett, CEO and Chairman of the Board of Directors for Car Auction Services. His topic will be Leaving It to God. Registration is required before noon on Thursday, April 19th. To register, visit CatholicBusinessExchange.org.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
All right, welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm here with Jim Liston, the founder of Catholic Business Exchange. He told me at the break that he was not the president, so there's actually an anarchy. He's just the founder, and I think he operates the organization, kind of keeps it going, right?
So, well, it is well organized. I've been to a number of meetings, and I'm not as regular attender as I should be, but they're always well organized. I mean, the mass always starts at 7, all the things happen just exactly as Jim outlined them earlier in a meeting, but they always have a great speaker, and that is something that, you know, there's so many good speakers in the community, so many good stories to share that you never really get to encounter.
Right, and you might hear a person speak about their profession, but they don't actually bring in the faith element. So I want to talk about how you get your speakers and what the criteria is for your speakers, and maybe tell me about some of the speakers that you've really enjoyed having. And you've had so many, I'm not even sure how you're going to answer that question.
Sure. Well, first I'd like to share with the listeners our website, because that's the easiest way to get more information, and simple, www.catholicbusinessexchange.org or .com.
Oh, either or.
And all the basics questions are pretty much answered by there. If not, you can always shoot me an email. But to your question about speakers, two of the most memorable presentations I remember are from two young women who both unfortunately lost their husbands early. Mm. One was Jennifer Trapanzano, mm-hmm. and she spoke to our group a couple of years ago, and of course everybody is familiar with the history, the story of the unfortunate death of her husband on the eve of their first child being born. And Jennifer's story was very powerful. And the second young lady was Brooke Olsendom, who at the time was with Pacer Entertainment, and she was on the sidelines reporter for the Indiana Pacers basketball games. Mm-hmm. And she was recently married, and she lost her husband to an unfortunate incident. And so both of these young ladies came in with a message of faith and how powerful their faith needed to be for them to get through, you know, the unthinkable. And mm-hmm. so those strike me as two very memorable presentations. Another memorable opportunity was a few years ago when we celebrated our 10th anniversary back in 2014. We were blessed to have then-Governor Mike Pence address our group, and we had about 225 people at the program, and that was great. But we've been blessed to have three, Archbishop Tobin, Archbishop Beekline, and now Archbishop Thompson just recently addressed our group. And we've had Bishop Coyne.
Oh, yeah.
We've had the CEO of Eli Lilly Corporation, John Licklider.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been really happy and blessed for people in the community to come and share their faith stories.
Now, some of those are pretty high-level government officials, high-level industrial or business people. Are they reluctant to share their faith? I mean, to stand up in front of a group and talk about Jesus and things like that?
That's a great question, Jim.
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. And some of them really are kind of caught off guard when I go to talk to them and literally vet them to see if they are comfortable in their own skin and talking about faith, because most of them, taking away the archbishops and stuff, the people in the business community, mm-hmm. somebody may be a leader like John Licklider, mm-hmm. or the chairman of Eli Lilly. He's used to talking about profits and shares of Lilly stock. He's not used to talking about his faith journey. Mm-hmm. And there have been a couple of people along the way that said, you know, let me talk about my company, I'm all in, but please don't let me talk about my faith. And some of them have been very courageous in coming forth and talking for the first time in public about what makes them tick and how important faith is to their mm-hmm. family and how they run their businesses and whatever. So that's what I look for. I look for a comfort zone and somebody to say, look, I don't want a state of the state for the city. I want to know what it takes for you to get through every day, because every day is a challenge.
Now, do you accept or do you get suggestions from people from time to time? People say, oh, gee, I know so-and-so, and I know they're a great Catholic, and I know they're a good business person or a good leader in some aspect. Do people recommend folks to you?
Absolutely. Some of our best speakers have come from our members or non-members that just shot me a quick email and say, hey, I heard XYZ speak, and she or he did a great job. I'll certainly investigate it, see if it's if they have the right tempo mm-hmm. for our group. One size doesn't fit all. But I try to stay very attuned to people in the news to get a little tidbit of information about them that says, aha, that's a golden nugget of information that I may be able to turn and spin into a potential speaker for the future. So I'm wide open in terms of suggestions for speakers. And we've been blessed to have great speakers over the last 14 years.
Mm-hmm. Could you give your email right now if someone's thinking about, they're thinking, oh, I can think of somebody right now I want to tell Jim about.
Yeah, it's simple. My first initial, J for Jim, J-L-I-S-T-O-N, J-Liston at CatholicBusinessExchange.org.
And I'm curious, what kind of, you know, feedback or, you know, witnesses or testimony have people that have been a member or who've attended, what kind of reaction are people giving you, or what kind of feedback are you getting of people that who have joined or are part of the group, and what kind of response have you been getting from that?
How is
it impacting other people?
A lot of our members will say, this is something that I've been a Catholic for all of my life, but I haven't went to Mass outside of Sunday since I was an altar boy and got paid to help the priest with a funeral, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's very enlightening to me, and I always am refreshed with that thought of saying, we made a small impact where somebody got out of bed voluntarily, went to a Mass on a Friday, and they're sharing, I can't remember the last time I went to Mass outside of the norm of Saturday night or Sunday.
Wow.
And so... But the big thing is faith and friendship, okay? A lot of people feel like they've got a pretty good handle on their business life, but boy, they need a booster shot of faith and friendship. And I always, when somebody walks in the room, I always try to keep an open mind to saying, are they here for all of it, faith, friendship, and business? Or they may have had a rough time at work, may have had a rough time at home, and they may need a friend.
And so
we try to keep it open that everybody's there for a different reason that particular day.
We started our program today talking about our golf outing, and we mentioned that Jim has a connection to that. That event these days is kind of known as the Catholic Radio Golf Outing, but it wasn't always. That very same event has got roots in your organization, Jim.
Well, yeah, we started a golf outing a few years ago, and probably about 6 years ago, I approached Bob Typen and said, look, you guys need a branding event to get the word out outside of the fine work you do in the studio, and having a golf outing once a year would be something that would kind of put a label on you differently than just what you do on the air. And so you guys have taken off with it and done a fantastic job of building that up, much, much better than I ever did. And so I'm proud to be a small part of it.
Well, we thank you very much for that, because a golf outing is a big undertaking. It takes a lot of man hours to get it together, to make it work. It's a fun day, but it takes a lot of work. And I'm not sure the Catholic Radio ever would have started it by itself. But Jim had a golf outing going, already had golfers interested in it, already had people excited about it, and kind of just handed over the keys to us and said, here, you guys drive. And we appreciate that.
Well, a big part of the success, of course, as you know, is the role that Barb Brinkman has played.
Absolutely. Barb is going to be out contacting businesses as far as Hole sponsors go. If you happen to be listening right now and say, well, I'd be happy to sponsor Hole. Doesn't cost a lot of money. The money goes to Catholic Radio. Every penny stays right here in the community and stays right here at Catholic Radio. And Barb also tirelessly lines up foursomes and single golfers and gets all the work, because there is a lot of work done, and Barb is kind of our point person here when it comes to the golf outing. Our golf outing, I don't mean to steal your time here, Jim, is May 22nd, so mark your calendar if you haven't already.
So if you could kind of recap when Catholic Business Exchange meets, where, all that information, so people listening could say, okay, well, I've never been, I've heard about it, I really want to check it out. Maybe you can tell us who your next speaker is going to be and kind of give that a little promo, and we'll get your email and the webpage again.
Sure. Well, the webpage is www.catholicbusinessexchange.org or .com. We meet the third Friday of each month for a breakfast meeting at the Northside Knights of Columbus at 71st and Keystone. If they go to the website, on the slider, you'll see a picture of our speaker for Friday, April 20th.
Okay.
It's, we're happy to have Jim Hallett, who's the chairman and CEO of CAR, K-A-R, Auction Services. That company has 17,500 employees worldwide. They
wow.
sold 5.5 million cars last year, so they're a Fortune 750 global company.
Wow.
He's going to have a very powerful message. And again, the format is 7 o'clock mass for a half hour networking, a wonderful buffet breakfast, and a speaker for 20 minutes. And one of the things, as a first timer, we invite the people who come for the first time, we'll call them up in a group, and they'll be able to tell everybody in the room their name, their parish, how they learned about us, and what they do. So we want to know who the shiny pennies are in the room.
All right.
Now, Jim, earlier you mentioned membership, and there are some advantages to membership. Among other things, you get to save a few bucks on breakfast. But a person doesn't have to be a member. They can just call, make a reservation, and pop in one at a time to give it a try, see if they like it, right?
They can, and the very best way to get involved with us is go to our website, catholicbusinessexchange.org, and there's a little button with an envelope on it, and you can put yourself onto our email list.
Uh-huh.
Once you get invited to the meetings and you register, then consistently every Monday at 9 o'clock, you'll get once a week a message from us. But you can come forever just as a guest or a non-member.
Okay.
But if you choose to be a member, you get benefits such as Jim mentioned, a discount on the meal. But also, you get one-on-one consulting with me to help you build your business. And the other important thing is you get 6 free breakfast meetings. They're member-only meetings that we have throughout the year every other month. And those are really business-to-business opportunities for an hour and a half to roll up your sleeves and have a business card table and let people help you with your business challenges.
Well, that sounds really great. Well, I can't believe we're already out of time. My guest has been Jim Liston, the founder of Catholic Business Exchange. And for more information on the Catholic Business Exchange, you can go to www.catholicbusinessexchange.org or .com. Jim, God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.